The Adventures of the Ingenious Gentleman Don Quixote de la Mancha, by
end of the story.
Father Perez, as I told you, he is not of strong character, but a very ancient family with neither Moor nor Jew in his pedigree. I am certain if he holds to his promise and marries me, he will never dishonour me ever again.
She explained to Don Fernando the whole business of Don Quixote and instructed him to sort it out.
Will you please tell the sergeant that this unfortunate old gentleman is mentally disturbed?
Sergeant, there is no doubt he is mentally disturbed. Yeah. He must be taken at once to his friends. I am happy to offer surety for him.
Of course, my lord. Certainly, whatever you say, my lord. All right, lads, stand aside.
I will return to no friends until the ogre has been found and slain.
As you were, don't stand aside. Keep hold of him. He's still violent. You'll never get him home without force. I don't see no alternative but to commandeer a wagon and strap him into it like a wild bull.
But how to induce him? Medically speaking, if we use force, the shock would be far from salutary. Why, he might die.
So there it was, insoluble. Till Father Perez had an idea. He slipped unnoticed into the loft above them and put his mouth to a chink in the floorboards.
O knight of the rueful countenance!
A voice from heaven!
Let not this confinement afflict thee. Huh? It is essential to the accomplishment of thy adventure. Thou art under an enchantment, and there is no other way by which the princess may be finally relieved.
Yes.
Behold how she already stands hand in hand with her true love.
Assuredly a sublime conclusion to her manifold perils.
Thy service is likewise all but concluded. Gallant knight, submit thyself.
Yes.
Be patient. And deserve thereby this fair lady's eternal gratitude.
Don Quixote, you have indeed wrought me a wondrous deliverance. Go gently toward your home with these loyal companions. Endure the enchantment until at last it is withdrawn from you, and at that very moment my happiness, be confident, shall be thoroughly assured.
After that, he made no more difficulty. They brought him out onto the road, tied securely into the wagon. He rode like an emperor, with his escort all around him. When they reached his own village, he went quietly enough to bed. And there he remained for many weeks under the care of his devoted niece. Sancho Panza was able to bring him some news.
Why, your worship, they've been telling me that all what we've been doing's been written down in someone's book.
Doubtless by some sage magician.
Oh, no, by an Arab.
A Mohammedan Moor? Amongst the heathen I have already attained such great fame. Presumptuous to strive to withdraw from this enchantment, for my work, it appears, has approached its culmination. Nunc dimittis domine.
Oh, no, sir, don't say that. When we ride out again, you're going to find me, that island. You keep your hopes on that, sir. There's a deal more to be done, dear me. Oh, dear, there's a great deal to do yet.
One might wonder how much.
In part one of Don Quixote, adapted for radio by John Arden, the part of Don Quixote was played by Bob Grant. Bernard Cribbins was Sancho Panza, and Ronald Badley, Cervantes. Father Perez was David Sumner, barber surgeon Peter Wheeler, housekeeper Kathleen Helm, and Antonia Kate Lee. The Moor was Jeffrey Bax, innkeeper Kenneth Allen Taylor, Dorothea Linda Gardner, market boy Alan Parnaby, Sergeant Alan Meadows, Don Fernando Simon Molloy, and Aldonza Meg Johnson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was composed by Stephen Boxer and played by Ian Gammy, Bill Nixon, Jane Ryan, Roderick's Keeping, John Turner, and Stephen Boxer. The play was directed in Manchester by Alfred Bradley.